We've got mail. It is good to hear about others around the world and hear how they deal with the problems that we all face every day. October 2008 issue. I loved all of the stories and have read through them several times. I even pulled out the wallet-sized For the Strength of Youth pamphlet and have encouraged my friends who get the New Era to do the same. I also appreciated the cards and have shown them to my friends, especially the ones that have been asking me when I'm allowed to go out on dates and don't understand why I have to wait. Alex G. I really enjoyed the special issue, You Can Stand Strong. The answers about our standards will be very useful if some of my friends ask me about them. With the little pocket-sized cards and the foldable For the Strength of Youth pamphlets, I will be prepared when the questions come. I also played the song, Steadfast and Immovable, on the piano. It is a really good song. I also liked the extra smile, Thou Shalt Not Steal. It seems like this new era is what I have been waiting for. Zachary L., Arizona. Reading about others. I am glad we have magazines like The New Era. I think it's important for the youth in the church to read about what other kids are doing around the world and what problems they face every day and how they deal with them. It also gives us the chance to hear from apostles, prophets, and sometimes members of the 70. I feel good that there is an easy way to hear from our leaders more often than twice a year. Devin D., Utah. Sharing my testimony. I always wanted to share my testimony with those who aren't church members. I live in a small town where almost everyone is active in the church, so I hadn't had the chance. One day, a girl new to my school noticed me sitting on a bench reading The New Era. She asked me if I was a Mormon. I replied, "Yes, I am." I took her to meet our seminary teacher, and I am glad I finally had the chance to share my testimony with a friend. Julie M., Idaho. Standing firm. I was touched by the article, You Have to Be Something, in the July 2008 issue of The New Era. I have been involved in situations where people say bad things about the church, but that has never held me back from standing firm in what I believe in. Martha T. M., Zimbabwe. Finding comfort. I look forward to finding The New Era in the mail each month. I especially enjoyed the article, What Joseph Taught, Comfort at the Time of Death, August 2008. I've always looked up to the prophet Joseph Smith and have enjoyed what he said to the saints of the 1800s. When I read the article, I felt overjoyed at the counsel you included. I had a relative die a few years ago, and I felt overwhelmed with sorrow. As I read this article, I realized what I could have done to have worked through the grief. I now understand our relatives are only separated from their bodies for a short season, and that they now exist in a place where they converse together the same as we do on earth. I also had to trust in God that I might see them again. Tyler M. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include names of your ward and stake or branch and district. New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA, or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of article. We've Got Mail,